Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok, 6 o'clock hour of weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Just been hanging out at the bar, game and grill, as we get ready for Thursday night football action this evening. Minnesota Vikings, LA Chargers kicking off 7 p.m. on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app tomorrow on the Big 870 AM. Pelicans, home opener, taking on the San Antonio Spurs, 7 p.m. pregame coverage, 6:30 on the Big 870 AM to help us talk about all things birds and what's going on in the Pels. Chrissy Smith, podcaster and writer for The Know. Chrissy, thank you so much for the time. How you been doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, especially after getting to watch the Pelicans play healthy, finally.
Finally, until Mise went down, and you're like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Not again. It seems to be, Chrissy, and maybe you can give us some insights on this from what Willie Green was saying. It doesn't maybe seem to be as serious as it looked like when he fell on that court, because you being a former athlete, you know, when you twist that ankle the way he did, that's never really good.
You're right. Twisting an ankle, it's painful, and it does take time to heal it. I think that what Willie Green was trying to emphasize without saying it is that they do have a different approach and plan in place to keep players healthy and on the court as much as possible. So hopefully it is just going to be something where, you know, maybe he misses a game or two and it's not our typical. He's out for 6 weeks, you know.
And then we'll get back to you, so to speak, with another evaluation. But the rookie last night, he came through really, really impressed with him. And that has been the buzz even in the early part of some of the training camp periods that, hey, the Pelicans got something there.
Yeah, watching Jeremiah Fears play 18 minutes, 17 points, his first NBA game ever, and he's playing against a really talented Memphis Grizzlies team, it was very impressive to see that. And I think it really spoke to why they went ahead and drafted him first for the Pelicans this year. He proved to be everything that we're hoping for. That was a lot of fun, and I think with him and Jordan Poole playing the way they did at point guard, DeJounte Murray, he's got to be kind of wondering what his playing time will look like when he does come back from the injury.
Well, you kind of stole my next question on Jordan Poole, and I was going to get your assessments on him in his first game as a New Orleans Pelican.
I thought he looked great. I thought there was no hesitation. He seemed to me to have the kind of competitive killer mindset that is really nice to see on the Pelicans team. He wasn't passive at all. He was very confident. I was really impressed by him out there, but I thought he started out extremely well, and I wish he would have been on the court more because he was really knocking down shots, and he helped pull us ahead in the first quarter to take that big lead before, you know, the third quarter happened. So I hope that he does get more minutes. It is tough when you've got Fierce, who was doing what he was doing yesterday. And it's like, how do we give these guys the minutes that they both deserve?
See, one of the things that has sort of bled into this year is this team sort of taking a little bit of a nap in the third quarter of games. And, again, it sort of came into play last night again. And I don't know if this is about finding the right five from a combination standpoint or if it's kind of a mental deal, but this is sort of a repeat of what we saw so many times last year. The Pelicans would play good basketball for a quarter or for a half. Third quarter, all come apart. And it seemed to be almost the same way last night. You made a run late, but, you know, it was just too much to overcome.
It is disappointing to see that third quarter repeat itself like we've seen in the past, and it's something that they're going to have to get over. I don't know if that's necessarily a coaching issue there where it's like what's going on in the third quarter, but it has to be fixed because a game like yesterday, they played well enough overall. They should have been able to win that game, which would have been a huge start to the season on the road to get a win like that. But you can't collapse in the third quarter and undo all of the good work that you just did, like you said, in the first and second quarter. So somehow going forward, they've got to get that figured out. It's a problem.
Chrissy, one of the things, and the Nicholls State head basketball coach, Coach Sadler, we call him Boog, nickname, he has been praising Derek Queen. He's like, Mike, when he gets himself in shape and gets back accumulated to what he can do on the court, you are going to see something special. Now, Coach Sadler did recruit him at Maryland before he came to Nicholls State to be the head basketball coach, but kind of the intel of what you're hearing about Derek Queen as he rounds himself in shape, getting ready for the regular season.
I think he's got a lot of potential there. I definitely don't think he's obviously there yet. He's not in shape. I was actually surprised he played as much as he did yesterday, but he's got a great work ethic. And again, he's got that kind of killer mindset that you need once you're in the NBA and you're playing at that type of professional level. I think that his minutes are only going to go up as he keeps working on himself. I think he's similar to the mindset of Missy in that this is his rookie year, but what are we going to see in, you know, the second year from now? Because even yesterday, what we saw from Missy, he was doing some things that we never saw in his rookie season. So it just shows you how much work he's putting in. And that's what it takes at this level. It takes continually getting better, never settling, and really putting in the work in the off season.
See, I know Coach Willie Green's trying to work through some things with his roster early on here, but it was a surprise to you Jose Alvarado didn't get any playing time? And did Coach say anything as to why that was the decision after the game?
Well, I think what we saw last night is a good problem to have in that the Pelicans are truly a very deep team. And unfortunately, that means you're going to have guys that are deserving of minutes, but they don't get minutes. And I think a lot of people were surprised to not see Alvarado get any minutes yesterday. But when you've got Jordan Poole and Jeremiah Fears doing what they're doing at point guard, how can you take any of their minutes away at that point? I think it's, like I said earlier, it's going to be interesting to see when DeJounte Murray comes back. Then you're going to have four point guards that are available. That's too many. But it is a good problem to have such a deep team where it's like, how do we get these guys all the minutes they deserve? And I think that that actually caused some problems last night with rotations and that they just had too many cooks in the kitchen, and you've got to kind of hammer down who's going to get the majority of the minutes. It was the first game, so hopefully that's figured out pretty soon because you know, Willie Green is going to be looked at for things like that.
Chrissy, you understand this as well as anybody. When you have a weak link in the chain and they see it as an opponent, they're going to go after it. With the injuries at center, this team's going to have to play Hunter Dickerson quite a bit. I think that's where teams will go after. And nothing against Hunter, but that's just a fact that, you know, you're going to be kind of the weak link in the chain here that other teams are going to target until you can get back Mise into the lineup and Looney back into the lineup.
You're right. Yesterday, it was pretty obvious, unfortunately, that he's just not quite up to the standard that you need right now in the NBA to play that position. But, I mean, I noticed yesterday that they had Trey Murphy playing the five sometimes. So maybe that's a backup plan if you have to do something like that. It's not ideal. But they definitely need to get those two guys back as soon as possible for the center position because it's a big role. We've got to have that there. And Hunter he's just not quite there yet, you know?
No, that's an understatement. But
it's a nice way to put it.
Yeah, a very nice way to put it. Chris, we'll let you go on this. But look, I saw some of the pictures you posted online. Pick up all that toilet paper around the field. Because if this was the COVID year, you'd have about $100 worth of toilet paper in those fields around your house.
Look, I was saying that too. I'm like, how is all this money just being able to be spent on toilet paper? Thank God we're away from 2020 because that would be a catastrophe.
Chrissy, thanks so much for joining us. Always great to have you on, and continued good luck. You do a great job at the Note.
Thank you, Mike. It's always a privilege to be on with you guys.
That was Chrissy Smith, podcaster and writer for the Know. Check out all her work there. And yeah, she was definitely being nice when it came to talking about Dickinson. That's why you look at the stat sheet, too. He only played 5 minutes. It seems like a lot more, but those 5 minutes were unbearable.
I'll be honest with you. I'd have bet the over on the 5 minutes until I took a look. But, man, it wasn't real good. But, listen, that's part of sports.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody's going to be the weak link in the chain, just like somebody's going to be the strongest link in that chain, and you try to take that away from an opponent, man, people are going to go after Hunter Dickinson.
No doubt about that. We got action tomorrow night. Smoothie King Center, Pelicans versus Spurs, the Birds home opener. You'll be able to hear on 870 AM, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off. We're going to take a break.
Is that big dude going to play for San Antonio?
Oh, you know it. Wembanyama, he's just from another world. The alien, you could call him.
He looks like one. Man, can he play.
Taking a break here on Weekend Kickoff. We shall return with even more. Stay tuned right here on WWL, folks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Weekend Kickoff, I want to remind all you high school football fans, get ready for week 8 of our Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. Join Ian Ozan, Coach Lou Valden. That's tomorrow night, 7 p.m. for the most comprehensive high school football show in America. WWL is going to be broadcasting live from the St. Charles Catholic Bell Chase game. The other big games include John Curtis at Jesuit, Rummel at Holy Cross, Hammond at Covington, Warren Easton at Edgar Carr, and Salmon at Slidell. Get ready for Friday Night Lights, the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Classic presented by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper tomorrow night from 7 to 10:30 right here on WWL.
How about them Comets, brother?
Ooh-wee.
Man. Where are you going to be tomorrow night? Who's Rummel playing?
Rummel's taking on Holy Cross. JV won yesterday's game against them, so hopefully varsity can take care of business too.
Okay, they won yesterday?
Yes.
Okay.
The boy got some action, and JV action, so he was happy. I tried to rush after Sports Talk ended early because of the Pelicans pregame, but ended up getting caught up with a little bit of traffic on the I-10, and right before I got to Rummel, game ended. So, unfortunately, missed the final JV game of the year.
Well, then they got to put him on the varsity now.
He's biding his time, waiting for that for sure. Time to get into now, though, our pick six segment here on Sports Talk, where we give our opinions and picks for this weekend's college and NFL chat action. Charlie, how did things shake out this past weekend?
Not great, but not as bad as it's been in weeks past, guys. Mike, you won the week going 4-2. Congratulations. Mike is now in first place in our pick six. I'll get to the standings in just a little bit here. Steve, you and I both went 3-3 this past weekend, and Bobby finished last at 2-4. Not a great week for the Cajun Cannon. Just kind of recapping what happened. LSU plus 2.5 buried everyone this past week. We all doubted Vanderbilt, and then Diego Pavia, Clark Lee in Vandy ended up taking out LSU by 7 points. So we all got that wrong. It was a split decision here with the Ole Miss Georgia game, guys. It's, you know, I thought the 7.5, I was feeling great about that game too. I took Ole Miss plus 7.5. They have a 9-point lead in the second half, and then Georgia scores 17 unanswered and they win by 8. So these Vegas people, they know something. But Mike, you got that one right. Steve, you got that one right. Bobby and I both took Ole Miss and got that one wrong. We all got Alabama right. Alabama had a statement victory over Tennessee. They are rolling right now. Notre Dame and USC was another split decision where Bobby and I both took the Fighting Irish. Mike and Steve, you both got that one wrong with USC plus 8.5. Notre Dame covered and won by 10. Three of us got the Bears right minus 5.5 last week. Bobby was the only one that took the Saints. And then the Falcons on Sunday Night Football. Mike, you were the right one there, taking San Francisco. And boy, you guys talked about it earlier, and we'll get to our picks in just a second. But the job that Kyle Shanahan and also Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator, are doing in San Francisco is just unbelievable, guys.
And Mac Jones, how about that?
That next QB reclamation project.
Man, he looks like he might be the next guy. And you can hear the cash register ring in the background. Somebody's
like the casino here.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
And it's not just here. I hear it in Mac Jones's ear, too.
Right.
No, Mac's done a great job. And I'm proud of him, man, because I know it didn't go well in New England. And he played decent football with the Jaguars last year,
right,
when Trevor went down. But, boy, he has really played well for the 49ers.
So, guys, in an updated standings, we got Mike at 28-21. You're in first place. And then Bobby and Steve are actually both tied in second place at 25-24. I'm carrying the rear here, guys. I've been carrying the rear for a few weeks now, 21-28. But I have had decent weeks back-to-back, so hopefully I can finally have my breakthrough. Unfortunately, guys, this week's college football action, I don't feel good about any of these games. We were picking the three top 20 matchups in the SEC, and every single one of them, I am 50-50 on. So, you know, we'll just dive into it right away. Number 8, Ole Miss at number 13, Oklahoma. OU started out as 4.5-point favorites. That number today has jumped up to 5.5, so we're using the 5.5. Bobby's got Ole Miss plus 5.5. I will disagree with him here. I'm taking OU at home, guys. I don't want to say this feels like a playoff game, but it kind of does with both of these teams at one loss in conference play right now. You know, maybe this game can eliminate someone from SEC championship contention. I'm going with OU winning this game at home, minus 5.5. I'll take them to cover.
Yeah, the home team in this one, the 5.5 seems a little high. You know, you mentioned that it was 4.5. It's jumped now, but I'm going to still say Boomer Sooner rolling with Oklahoma.
Me too, but I'm reluctant. I would have rather the lower line.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but again, I just think, man, coming off that game, Ole Miss's defense got exposed.
Yes.
And Georgia isn't great on offense, but it was like watching a ping pong match. Okay, ping, 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 ping. Yeah. Everybody was scoring when they had the football. Nobody could stop one another. The late field goal was certainly a big part of it on the cover, but I'm going to go with OU.
I'm hoping that Mateer takes me home, guys, because Ole Miss, they burned me last week. I'm not going back to the well. I'm instead going with Brent Venables and the Sooners. So Bobby's the only one standing alone here with Ole Miss. We'll see how it works out for him. Up next, we got number 15, Mizzou, at number 10, Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, 2.5-point favorites at home, guys. Bobby's taking Mizzou, and guys, we were talking off-air about this. I mean, I'm 50-50 on all three of these college games, but this is the worst one for me. I just don't exactly know what's going to happen here. I don't have a strong feeling on it. Either way, I'll take Vanderbilt at home. Diego Pavia in that crowd last week was awesome against LSU. Mizzou's a really good team, and Eli Drinkwitz has some issues against top 25 ranked opponents. I really like what Clark Lee has built there. Give me Vandy minus 2.5, but I don't feel great about it.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with the Commodores at home as well, Charlie. Just seeing what Pavia was able to pull off against LSU, definitely impressive. We knew he was good, had the goods at quarterback. But, yeah, Vandy at home just seems an easy 2.5 to give up here. I'm not sweating this one at all.
Missouri.
There you go.
I think just Missouri is the better team at this stage. Had they not been visited by Dracula overnight when they played Alabama in a lousy first half, you know, that might have been a really competitive game, and it was at the end. But come on, you can't sleepwalk through a half against the Crimson Tide. Hopefully they don't sleepwalk this week when they play in Nashville against Vandy. I'm going to go with Missouri. I'm torn both ways here, but I'm going to go with Missouri.
And I get the argument for Mizzou. Mizzou's played a lot of quarterbacks like Pavia as well this year, the running style quarterbacks, and their defense is really solid. I feel like both of these defenses are the same thing. They both have solid front sevens, and then they have issues in the back end. I just, man, it is a tough pick here, guys. But another thing about Mizzou is that they really haven't played on the road much this year. So playing at Vanderbilt, that's the only reason I'm rolling with the Commodores. But like you said, Mike, it's a 50-50 toss-up type of game. I'm looking forward to it. Wrapping up, guys, in college football, the third SEC matchup that we have of the weekend, number 3, Texas A&M, minus 2.5 at number 20, LSU. This line has stayed stagnant. It has not moved one way or the other ever since it got to 2.5. It is a sucker line. I hate this line. Bobby's got LSU plus 2.5. And I talked myself out of taking LSU. I'm with Glenn on this one. I've seen this Tiger team struggle on offense far too much this season. They're without their starting left tackle against one of the best pass rushers in the SEC. I know the numbers about A&M not winning in Tiger Stadium in 30-plus years, but give me the Aggies minus 2.5 here, guys. So I'm disagreeing with Aber.
Charlie, I'm a clean sweep of going with all the favorites in college on our picks this week. So, yeah, I'm going to roll with Texas A&M, given the 2.5. You know, we talk about the not winning in Tiger Stadium, blah, blah, blah. I just know what we're seeing from the Tiger team right now. Things just don't look cohesive on either side of the football, and I have, sadly, no confidence in the Tigers at home, even in what looks like it's going to be a slop fest in the rain. So I'll give the 2.5 to a visiting Aggie squad.
Always come down to this, and it finally popped in my head. Who's the better quarterback right now?
I think it's Reed.
Marcell Reed.
I think it's Reed.
That's why I'm going with A&M.
Okay. You surprised me, Mike. I thought you were going to go with LSU. And
listen, well, I was back in – man, if it had been – you would have told me 5.5.
Right.
Oh, man. I'd have said, give me the LSU and the 5.5. 2.5?
Just a field goal.
Yeah, field goal beats you. So, but it for me, a lot of times it comes down to the quarterback play. And I think in this situation, if you're going to have bad weather, I want that dude who's got wheels.
Right.
Marcell's got some wheels.
And has LSU's rushing attack shown anything that they can play in a sloppy type of game?
LSU hasn't shown me on a good
sunny
field.
Day. Right.
Much less a sloppy field.
Exactly. So Bobby's the only one taking LSU here. I'm a little bit surprised, but at the same time.
I'm not. I know he's thinking with this. He's going to be like an old gambler. They have not won in Tiger Stadium in all those years.
And I'm going to run that into the ground.
And I'm going to ride that pony till he throws me off.
Right.
There's also something to be said about LSU being in a desperate spot here. And Coach Kelly has kind of talked about that. Like, you have two losses at this point in the season. We're not even to November yet. And they're really in need of a win to kind of keep at least some type of track towards the college football playoff. Because once you pick up loss number three, it's the death knell. But at the same time, this Aggie team is rolling. They're playing with confidence. There's a reason they're undefeated. You know, we talked with different reporters throughout the week, and they're right that Texas A&M has shown that they can win slugfests, a defensive slugfest like the game they had against Auburn, or they can win a shootout like the game they had against, you know, Arkansas. And there's different arguments for both sides, but give me the Aggies here. I'm right there with you, Mike. I think Marcell Reed has been playing lights out.
Mike, I know I've been around as long as everyone else in these parts, but why do we have to say constantly it never rains in Tiger Stadium when in fact it does?
Man, I went years ago, and this was right before the A&M game. It had a torrential rain. As soon as my dad and my uncle and I and my brother walked in Tiger Stadium, it stopped. I'm like, what the hell? And so it did have a little drizzle in the fourth quarter, but I wouldn't call that rain. It was more of a
mist.
Yeah, pretty much. But it didn't do LSU no good that night because, man, A&M was awesome. And, again, my old friend David Walker, and I know he listens every day, he was great that night.
They're expecting a pretty big downpour this Saturday, though.
That's why my lean maybe initially was LSU, and then when the point spread came down and then I heard about the weather, Give me the guy that can run the ball.
Gotcha. We're going to be back with more of our weekend kickoff pick six selections right after this. Stay tuned on WWL. Get into NFL right after this on the Big 870 AM, 105.3 FM after the break. Who dat?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here for weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino, 7 o'clock. We got Thursday night football coming up. The Minnesota Vikings taking on the LA Chargers. But that is not part of our pick six segment as we get into our NFL selections. In this part, we just did our college picks for this weekend coming up. And now, Charlie, what we have on the slate for week 8 of NFL action?
Not a great schedule, guys, for week 8 of NFL action. But, you know, we still were able to get 3 decent games. And they all have those dreaded half-point lines. And we'll get to it. But we're going to start off with an NFC South matchup. The first one of the season for the Saints, who host the Buccaneers and are 3.5-point underdogs in the Caesars Superdome this weekend, guys. Bobby taking the Saints plus 3.5. There's been a lot of talk this week just about Baker Mayfield and how much he hates the dirty Saints and whatever. Yeah, just, I don't know. It seems kind of silly to me, guys. I was talking with Jeff about this on Tuesday, and Jeff said that he thinks this is one of the games that the Saints are actually going to pull out. I disagree with him. Even with all the injuries that the Bucs are dealing with, you know, Mark Schlereth, our Odyssey NFL insider that we had on Tuesday, kind of talked about how they're still really well coached by Todd Bowles, and he's got them playing. He's got basically players filling in roles that they shouldn't be able to fill in. And so give me the Bucs minus 3.5. This one wasn't too hard for me.
Bucs.
Yeah, I'm going to make it a sweep for us at least. I know we always know Bobby's picking Saints, but I don't see how you can go against Tampa right now. To me, too, the biggest issue, Mike, and you talk about all the times in betting circumstances, what can change a line? Not having your starting center. Eric McCoy's a big, massive blow for this offense. And
listen, I don't have to practice this week, Coach Bowles. Let me play in the game. I know I can beat that guy, even if I'm 65%.
And I think the upgrade is there at least this year with Fortner over what they had last season at center, but still not having Eric McCoy in the mix.
How big of an upgrade? McCoy's your best player.
No doubt about it, right.
He's the best player.
So, yeah, I'm going to roll with the Bucs, unfortunately, given the 3.5.
So Bobby will stand alone with this one, but, I mean, for all the reasons that you had just mentioned, Steve, I think the Bucs are a pretty safe bet, even with the half point, which everyone hates. We have another 3.5 point spread, guys. The Cowboys at the Broncos, another afternoon show matchup in Denver. Broncos 3.5 point favorites at home. Bobby's going with the Broncos covering that spread. I am going to disagree with him again here and take the Cowboys plus 3.5. I don't like the Broncos this season. They are winning games out by magic. What happened against the Giants this past week was just ridiculous, but it's not sustainable, if you understand my kind of point here. And I know the Cowboys have plenty of issues defensively, so maybe that will help Bo Nix right the ship, but he's been bad this year, guys. Give me the Cowboys plus 3.5. I have a few points to work with. This could be a field goal type of game. I just love what I've seen from Dak Prescott this year.
Can I take the over?
Right.
No, I'm going to take the 3.5. I know why Bobby didn't pick the Cowboys. I mean, he would never pick them if I had a gun to his head. That 3.5 gives me some leeway here.
Right.
I think this game is close. I think Denver wins, but I don't think they cover. That's why I'm going to go with the Cowboys in the 3.5.
I'm going to go with Denver at home at Mile High. I don't like the Dallas on the road in this matchup. And, yeah, the Broncos pulled out, like you said, Charlie. They've been having, like, those magic games. They're pulling out those victories. But in the end, what counts is getting that W. I think they do cover this 3.5, so give me Denver at home.
And then wrapping up, guys, we have a Sunday Night Football primetime matchup. The Green Bay Packers, 2.5-point favorites on the road at the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers have a couple extra days off after their Thursday night game. The Unk Fest, as people have called it, between Joe Flacco and Aaron Rodgers. It was a ton of fun last week. And then the Packers aren't coming off the best showing that they've had all season when they kind of won that slugfest against the Cardinals. Bobby's got the Packers minus 2.5. Guys, this was 3.5 initially, but when I went and double-checked it to get Pick 6 ready for today, the Packers are now down to 2.5. So the public, there's some money coming in on the Steelers here. I'm going to still take the Packers minus 2.5. Maybe they win this game by a field goal. They've not been looking great in recent weeks, and I have tons of question marks about their defense, but I still love Josh Jacobs. I still really like Jordan Love. Coach LaFleur, take me home minus 2.5 on the road for Sunday Night Football.
Man, the Packers play with their food way too much for me. Give me the Steelers in this game. Man, the Packers, it's almost like they're going through the motions. And again, it's almost like watching a kid eat. Okay, they play and play and play around with the food. And then finally, when you force them to eat it, they will. But you know what? I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers.
Mike, you talk about going with quarterbacks in games, and right now I'm still
– Jordan Love.
I'm not impressed with anything he's been doing. The Packers, not impressive to me at all. So I'm going to roll with Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers at home in this matchup.
So back-to-back split decisions to close out Pick 6 here, guys. Between
Spicy.
Yeah,
Mike. Wait a minute. They better pick Packers?
Yeah, Bobby picked the Packers. I picked the Packers. And then
well, I know that's a W for me.
Oh, man. Yeah, we'll see what happens, guys. But I think it's going to be a fun Sunday Night Football matchup. Two offenses that, you know – I think that the whole thing with this, I might take the over here as well, guys, because the Steelers' defense hasn't been playing great either. They kind of got torched by Flacco last week. But the Packers, I think they got to show something at this point because technically they're the one seed in the NFC, right? But, you know, it's weird how standings can kind of play out.
That was our pick six segment. So, Charlie, recap everything we got going on for this week.
So, we have almost a clean sweep of the first matchup that we took this week. The three of us have taken Oklahoma. Bobby's got Ole Miss. We have a split decision for the Vandy-Mizzou game. Steve, you and I have Vanderbilt. Bobby and Mike have Mizzou. Let's see. Texas A&M. The three of us have A&M covering the 2.5. Bobby's got LSU plus 2.5. The three of us have the Buccaneers minus 3.5. Bobby's got the Saints plus 3.5. This is either going to be a great week for Bobby or an absolutely terrible week, as I'm kind of realizing as I go down the standings. We'll see what happens. We have a split decision. The Cowboys, Mike, you and I are picking Dallas plus 3.5 in Denver. Bobby and Steve have Broncos minus 3.5. And then another split decision to wrap things up on Sunday Night Football, where Bobby and I have the Packers minus 2.5 against the Steelers. Mike and Steve have the Steelers plus 2.5.
All right, this NFL season and college, I guess every football season you can say, is just wacky how some of the games have been going this year. The last week we talked about the Joe Flacco, you know, being able to put up that kind of performance.
That was every bit as advertised.
That was an entertaining night of football,
as
right?
As we talked about last Thursday. Man, because you could see both defenses, they weren't going to stop one another. But, man, I thought at least Pittsburgh every once in a while would cover Jamar Chase. Every once in a while.
Haven't been impressed with their defense, Mike.
Man, and what do you know? Wasn't even once in a while.
What do you know, Joe Flacco and the Bengals, they get the winless Jets this week.
Good rook. Man, the Jets, you talk about bad. Now, them and the Titans, I think the Saints are better than both of them, to be honest with you.
At least the Titans have a quarterback kind of.
Well, they do have the, they got the stud for the future. Now, they just got to keep him healthy. Man, he's getting bounced around like a pinball.
For sure.
In every game.
Taking a break here, weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. We shall return with even more getting ready for Thursday night action. Stay tuned right after this on WWL. Closing out weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. I want to remind everybody, Sunday, the Saints taking on Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the Caesars Superdome. Start your game day 11 a.m. with me and Jeff Nowak at the Caesars Sportsbook First Take. Time to check in from your tailgate party, folks. Then at 1 o'clock, join Bobby Hebert for the Bud Light Countdown to kickoff inside the dome. You can stop by Loge Level Gate B Atrium, presented by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. Then at 3:05, kickoff with Deuce and Haas and Jeff Nowak's on the sideline. After the game, join the Aging Cannon for the point after. We'll be live from the Swamp Room Bar and Grill, 5400 Vets in Metairie. If you love football, we got 10 hours of wall-to-wall action. Black and gold coming your way Sunday, Saints Bucks on WWL and live on the free Odyssey app.
Wait a minute now. Yeah. You guys at the Swamp Room till 9 o'clock?
Till 9 p.m. on a Sunday.
Better get his rest.
It's a little different when you don't have that noon kickoff.
That's right. That's right.
Could you imagine if it was a primetime game and then we do the post game till 2 a.m.?
And remember, the Patriots game was supposed to be a 3 o'clock game,
flexed.
But it got flexed back to noontime.
I'm curious to see, Mike. I know that this week and next week are 3:05 kicks off Tampa Bay and then at the L.A. Rams.
Well, the Rams part I get.
Yeah. But I'm just curious, later on, the Saints have some 3:25, that weekend, you know, the game of the week window against teams like a Carolina Panthers and Atlanta later in the season.
Those kind of got a feeling that going to be bad.
I was going to say, do those get moved to a noon start?
I think that'll be like the Patriots game and move back to noontime.
Folks, that's a wrap on weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Stay tuned for more football talk and action coming up on Thursday Night Football. We've got the L.A. Chargers coming to you here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. For Luke Augusta, Mike Dettillier, Charlie Long, I'm Steve Geller. Have a great night and talk to you next week, folks. Tomorrow, Fans in the Pro, Mike Hawson, Deuce McAllister on WWL. Who dat?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.